Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We continue our discussion today, of course, being a very, very big day. It is the start of the Soccer World Cup. And there are many aspects to it. We've been talking about 2010 and the feelings around it. It's just an amazing thing that we think, I think most of us, I haven't come across somebody who doesn't think about 2010 in a warm and a positive way. And that is despite the minimal success, really, of Bafana Bafana. But somehow the team, like our rugby team, just seems to unite the country despite the challenges. South Africans from all walks of life, once again, are rallying behind Bafana Bafana. And the funny thing is, we accept that nobody thinks they're going to win. You know, in fact, I've got the odds somewhere and it's not looking good. But no one cares as long as we stand behind the team. And I just wonder what it is. To help us understand this, we're joined by Barry Viljoen, a clinical psychologist. Barry, very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. And we were just wondering, what, for listeners who don't follow football, what is, or actually maybe even any sport, what is psychologically appealing? And what is it that makes us come together around a national sports team?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I think that's there's a lot of aspects to it. I think one of the first ones is we talk about, like, think about national pride. And I think it becomes even more important, especially when a country is in difficult times. It brings people together and it gives us a space of transcendence. I think, like you said as well, there's so much excitement when we think about a World Cup, especially this is now the biggest sporting event in the world, and we have representatives there.
Do you think 2010, the fact that we hosted it very successfully, and it really did showcase the very best of who we can be, do you think that adds to our feelings around the FIFA World Cup in 2026?
I think it does, especially because, like you say, it's been quite a big gap. That's 16 years ago. And as we all reflect on, were easier times, were better times. Yes, we had problems, but I think the nation had a far more positive outlook at that point. I don't know if you would agree.
I would agree. We were talking about that, the fact that one of my better memories, one of my really warm memories, is walking with a whole group of friends and strangers from Ellis Park to Hillbrow, where we were going to meet our transport. We had arranged, and for whatever reason, that's where the minivan was meeting us. And we could walk through Hillbrow, and it was just an incredible feeling that said, you know what? We can do this. Anything is actually possible with a little bit of focus.
No, most definitely. And I think that's touched on a few points. We know, obviously, our former president, Nelson Mandela, spoke about the value and the power of sport uniting people. But I think there, suddenly, as a very divided nation on many levels, socioeconomically, culturally, we saw a unity that came through. We saw a cohesive social identity. I think we saw collective belonging. And I think we all saw, like, a vicarious achievement, that not only were we hosting a World Cup, we were participating in it, we were representing a continent as well as the first African hosts.
Yeah. Does our team need to be any good in order for us to be unified behind them?
So I think, you know, when you say, do we need to be any good? I think our expectations are different. As you said earlier, I think Bafana Bafana reaching a World Cup, I mean, we've only qualified in 98, 2002, 2010 as a host, and now...
Yeah, I was going to say 2010 wasn't even on merit. Mm.
Exactly. So I think our expectations already, that's a huge achievement being at a World Cup. I think if we compare it to rugby, I think you'll hear that if we don't win or at least make a Final Four, it's going to be seen as a disaster. Whereas here, being there is already the reward, and being there on the world stage is already the achievement. I think... And I mean, you can tell me I didn't hear everything you were saying earlier, but if we were to go through to the knockout phase, you know, leaving the pool phase, that would be probably similar to winning a World Cup that you're for.
I think you're right, actually. I didn't say that or think that, but I think you're absolutely right because of our own sort of managed expectation. It really. So what is it that unites people around a national team?
I think it's there's so many symbolic elements to it. I think already if you look at how a match works, it's a shared kit. You look at the stadium, everyone looks always dressed similarly. Well, depending which team you're supporting,
right,
we
sure.
have national, which you're going to represent. Suddenly there becomes that feeling of a collectiveness and just a togetherness. And I think, you know, it's not just you playing. Even if we listen to the language, we use the word we've scored, we've won, we had a tough time. You know, suddenly it becomes more than you and me, but we could become a collective group and a unified identity there.
Oh, I love that. And it's so true. It's such a subtle but important shift in language from you as the team to we as the country team. You know, we didn't do this or we did do that. Did you see when we scored? It's actually incredible that it is very, very interesting. So just unfortunately heading towards 7 o'clock news, but just a final thought. How do we really get behind and embrace not just our own team, but in fact the spirit of this competition, which is something I think we so desperately need?
Mm-hmm. I suppose that's a tricky part, right? I think as long as the team is there and the team is doing well, I think then we can hold on to that. The trick is how do we keep it going for longer?
Mm-hmm.
2010 was a phenomenal time in South Africa because things just felt so positive and so possible, as you said, so tangibly. And then shortly after that, that kind of fades. And I suppose the question is, how do we manage to keep that going? And I think it's probably also a mind shift that we could achieve it. Why can't we keep trying to achieve it?
Love that. That is all we have time for. And unfortunately, very, very interesting discussion. Barry Viljoen, clinical psychologist, thank you for giving us the psychological factors and a little bit more understanding as to why it is that we rally behind a national team.